This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. Murderball is a new video documentary about men in wheelchairs who play rugby just as aggressively as people do on foot. The players use special wheelchairs. They crash into each other at full speed. Most of them are young. Most became quadriplegic after an accident involving a car or a dangerous sport. Murderball then becomes their obsession, a way back to their former normal lives. Day to Day's Madeline Brand spoke with one of the players featured in the film, Mark Zupan.
It's pretty much full contact chair on chair. You can hit somebody as hard as you possibly want or can in a wheelchair. It's played inside on a basketball court with a volleyball. It's kind of a hodgepodge of hockey, basketball, football, soccer. It's an amalgamation of sports. And the chairs look like something out of a Mad Max movie.
So you have specially designed wheelchairs.
Yes. Everyone has a specially designed chair that's fit to them.
And they have to be really rugged to withstand all this combat.
I mean, they are. My everyday chair weighs, I think, about 12 pounds, and my rugby chair weighs about 35, just because that's how much more it's reinforced. That's how much more aluminum is put on just for the game.
Why do you love it so much? What does it do for you?
Well, the competitive aspect. I mean, I got hurt when I was 18 and I was playing college soccer. And you think you lose that competitive side. You know, you're always going to have the competitive side inside of you. That was the draw. It's like, oh, wait, you know what? I can train and focus on more than just walking. Because initially when you get hurt, it's like, oh, I will walk. Well, you learn that you may not, you know, in about a year or 2 years or however long it takes each person. And then you can focus all that energy on something that you can see more returns out of.
And Mark, how old are you now?
I'm 30.
30. So it was 12 years ago.
Yeah, it'll be 12 years in October.
And what happened?
I was playing college soccer, like I said before, but we went out after a game. We had won. We went to the bar, drank with the friends and girls and what have you, and then I wandered out of the bar. And I passed out in my buddy's pickup truck. Well, he came out, I think it was probably about an hour or an hour and a half later, and hopped in the car. He was just going to drive home. We got lost. And he hopped on I-95 down in South Florida. He got off. He spun out, threw me out of the back of the pickup truck, over a fence, over some trees, into a canal where I spent 14 hours in a canal hanging onto a branch. I had red ant bites from the tips of my fingers to the tips of my toes. I was hypothermic. I had pneumonia. My body temp was, when they found me, it was 88 degrees, and my pulse was 30.
So you broke your neck.
I did.
And which means you are paralyzed.
Breaking your neck, I am considered a quadriplegic. So what that essentially means, it doesn't mean you can't move all four limbs. It means you have impairment in all four limbs.
And you discovered wheelchair rugby, murder ball.
Right.
I guess, you know, the obvious question is, what did it save your life in a way? Did it?
Of course.
It did.
Of course. Yeah, it did. I mean, it gave you that thing that you weren't sure that was out there. It opened you up to a world of other people in chairs. You think at 18 you break your neck, you either die. I mean, I don't know. I had no idea. And wheelchair rugby showed me others in chairs so I could learn, so I could figure out how you kind of steal from your friends just how they live their lives, how they do things in life.
And you live a normal life.
I do. I live independently. I have a house. I drive. I have a full-time job.
And you have a girlfriend.
I do. So yeah, I mean, it's a pretty typical life.
I guess there's a section in the film where everyone wants to know.
Yeah, everything. I mean,
everything.
Everything's cool. Everything works. And that's a big misconception. You're like, oh, wait. Or a question that people don't want to ask. They don't want to ask somebody. It's like, they're curious, but, so, sex life is phenomenal. It's awesome. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you about that. And, I don't know, the movie, that's what's cool about the movie. The movie addresses that. The movie will address very many misconceptions. You know, you have people in chairs that you just think we're different. I'm no different. My eye line's different. When we meet, I'm probably going to be staring at your butt first, and then you look up, and then it's like, oh, hey, how are you? But that's just kind of one of the perks, maybe, if you will, that comes along with being in a chair?
Depends on the
Well, bite. No, I got you. I got you. There's good and bads with everything, of course, but for the most part, it's not a bad thing.
Well, Mark Zupan, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me. This has been fun.
Mark Zupan is a Paralympic rugby player. He stars in the new documentary Murder Ball, and Murder Ball opens at the end of the month across the country.
And that interview by Day-to-Day's Madeline Brandt.